This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dzirikuitika muZimbabwe. Tirikutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera akanaka vateereri, tinosangana zvakare manera anhasi uri musi wechitatu Chivabvu 25, 2016. Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti hezvino zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe voshora kurwisana kuri mubato ravo reZANU PF pakufora kwaitwa muHarare nhasi.
Mufungo watangira vari kuti vachinofanira kunge chimata havasi vaziika ndeinofanira kunge chimata ichizvisunda ichienda kumberi kwatinoziva Zimbabwe ichigara makore ese nyika ine runyararo nyika ine budiro.
Mutungamiri weMDCT vamogentsvangirai voshora nyaya yeZANU PF yekumanikidza vanhu kufora nhasi. Muchirongwa chatinoita hurukuro nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika, nhasi tiri kutaura nezveZimu Expo ichaitwa muno muAmerica. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Nyika dzakawanda dzemuAfrica kusanganisira Zimbabwe dzabatana mukucherechedza zuva reAfrica Day. Zuva iri rinocherechedzwa gore roga roga musi wa25 Chivabvu, pakaumbwa mubatanidzwa wenyika dzemuAfrica weOrganization of African Unit muna 1963, sangano iri rave kuzivikanwa nekuti African Union pari zvino. Mukuziya nyaya iyi, Marvelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 abata mumwe muteereri weStudio 7 waWilson waGoneka.
Africa Day kandiri inoreva kutunuka kweAfrica, nekuva vana veAfrica tose nekusheyana zvinova zvinokodzera isu sevana veAfrica zvinhu zveAfrica. Africa Day tinoifarira pamutsaka pekuti ndiyo inotiunganidza tose, haisarure.
Makatarisa mararamiro amuri kuita munyika, mungati imi Africa yapundutswa here kana kuti zvii zvamungade kuona zvichichinja mune ramangwana?
Pane nyaya inonzi Africa kupunduka kwayo yanetsa panyaya yeleadership hanzvadzi, nekuti at the end of the day ndopaunoona kuti ndopari kusaririra Africa ipapo. Tikada kufamba tichiongorora mumakore ese araramwa nedzimwe nyika kana tichiongorora zvikuru sei neEurope, unoyatoona mutsauko kuti Africa ichiri kure zvikuru panyaya yekuti pakusiyirana ipo paya paya pane mumwe ane pfungawo dzakanaka, mumwe anouyawo nezvinhu zvitsvawo zvatinogona kuseenzesa sedanho rinoita kuti nyika yedu yeAfrica kana kuti Africa seMotherland inokwanisa kupunduka pane zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana.
Saka nhasi muri kuri tamba sei zuva reAfrica Day?
Harinonyanya kusiririka, you know, given the scenario yekutoti hapana chemufarwo cherimo munyika yeZimbabwe nhasi. Zvinhu zvinji mungadai mazviona pamaybe nespeech yapuhwa nemukomana uyayo yataura nhasi ku 1 million march yavo, kuti zvizhinji takungozviita ethe expense yekuti vakuru vacho makapera kuluta luta vadiki, hapasina chiripo chekuti tinosara semufarwa, hapasina chemufarwa chiripo chemhuri.
Mumwe muteereri weStudio 7 waWilson waGoneka vari parunare kuGlenview muHarare naMafulas Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7. Tichiri panyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 abatawo mukuru weMedia Center uye vachiongorora nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika vaErnest Mudzengi ndokuvabvunza zvakakoshera zuva iri.
Zuva iri rakakosha nokuti ndozuva rokuti tiri kurangarira kuti Africa ichiri kutsvaka kuzvitonga kuzere, ichiri kutsvaka rusununguko. Vakaungana vakaumba organization inonzi Organization of African Unit yakazoguma yava AU. Saka izuva rakakoshera kuti rinorangaridza Africa nezverusununguko rwayakawana kubva panguva yeudzvinyiriri, richirangaridza zveAfrica nezverusununguko rweiri kutarikira pane zveufumi hwenyika.
Asi vamuzenge tichitarisawo matambudziko ari munyika dzakaita seZimbabwe, mungati ndo zvimwe zvazviri zvinangwa here zvekuumba iro sangano reOAU richizonzi AU?
Hazvisi izvo zvanga zviri zvinangwa, zvanga zviri zvitarisirwa, kwanga kuri kutarisira. Asi pawanikwawo paita zvidhinga mupinyi zvakawanda zvaita kuti zviroto zvemadzibaba womuAfrica pavakaumba musangano uyu zvive zvisati zvabuda kuva mukuitika chaiko chaiko.
Mukuru wemedia center uye vachiongorora nyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika vaErnest Mudzengi vari parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu Studio 7. Sangano revagari vemuHarare reHarare Residents Trust kana kuti HRT rinoti riri kushushikana zvikuru nekuvharwa kuri kuitwa mvura mudzimba dzevanhu vanenge vakundikana kubhadhara mitero. Sangano iri rinoti muHarare mune chirwere chetyphoid icho chinogona kupararira kana vanhu vasina kuwana mvura. Kanzuro yeguta reHarare inoti vanhu mazana mashanu vanofungidzirwa kuti vabatwa nechirwere ichi uye mumwe chete akatofa. Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyuro yevanhu, tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa909 AM, pa4930 kana pa16065 ne15460 kHz pashortwave. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika. Mutongi wedare rekuPennsylvania nemusi wechipiri akati Bill Cosby anozivikanwa zvikuru pasi rose nenyaya yekuita mitambo yekufadza veruzhinji paterevhizheni amiswe pamberi pedare. Cosby ane makore makumi manomwe nemasere ekuberekwa uye ari kupomerwa mhosva yekubata chibharo mumwe mudzimai kumba kwake kuPennsylvania kwakare. Pane mamwewo madzimai akawanda ari kuti Cosby akavabata chibharo. Cosby akabhadharirwa mari yechibatiso, akabhadhariswa mari yechibatiso inosvika miriyoni imwe chete yemadhora kuti atongwe achibva kumba. Mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaBarack Obama vapeta rwendo rwavo rwemazuva matatu kuVietnam, uko vaita musangano nhasi nevechidiki vemunyika iye. VaObama vakurudzira vechidiki ava kuti varemekedze kodzero dzevanhu uye mabasa ekuzvishandira. Mutungamiri webato rinopikisa muDemocratic Republic of Congo vaMartin Fayulu vanoti vari kuzoenderera mberi nekuratidzira mangwana vachinyunyuta kuti mutungamiri wenyika iyi vaJoseph Kabila vari kuda kurambira pachigaro nekuedza kuda kunonotsa kuita sarudzo. Nyaya iyi iri kumatare edzimhosva, asi vaFayulu vanoti matare aya anongotenderera uye achiteerera zvinotaurwa navaKabila. Makateerera kuStudio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa neStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Svondo rino, nzira dzose muAmerica dzakananga kumahombekombe ekumawirira muguta reLos Angeles mudunhu reCalifornia, uko kuri kuitirwa mutambo weZim Expo USA wechigumi neshanu. Mumwe wevakuru veZim Expo USA vachiona nezvekufambiswa kwemari vasimba rasheusore vanoti uyu ndiwo mukana mukuru wekuti vana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vaungane vachidyidzana pamwe nekupangana mazano. VaUsore vanoti gore rino vakaronga mitambo yakawanda inosanganisira mhanzi, makwikwi ekutsvaga tsvarakadenga yemuAmerica, nhabvu zvemabhizimusi nezvimwe zvakawanda. Muchirongwa chedu chatinotarisa zviri kuitwa nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika, taita hurukuro navausore kuti vatsanangure nezveurongwa hweZim Expo hwegore rino.
Gore rino tatitite zvakati siyanei ndichana. Tirikutanga musi wechishanu, tirikutanga kuita fashion show showcase. Apa tirikupa mukana kune maZimbabwe anogara kunoko, vanodesigna hembe dzavo kuti vauye vapangidzewo se hembe dzavanodesigna. Musi wemugovera tine regular program yatinoita yeMiss Zim USA. Kuri vasikana vakati kuti vachauya vachikompita kuita Miss Zim USA, and vanonga vahwina ipapapo tinovapa mukana wekuti kana vachida kuparticipatewo mubeauty pageant yekuZimbabwe, tinokwanisa kuvabatsira kuti vaende kuZimbabwe vanoparticipata mubeauty pageant yemuZimbabwe. And then svondo, gore rega rega tinosiwanzoita soccer tournament, asi gore rino tambotora different direction, tambotora direction yakatisiyanei. Gore rino tiri kuita inonzi beach party inofarwa nevarungwa zvatiri kuLA. LA inozivikanwa kuti neweather yakanaka, kune mabeaches akanaka, saka ikoko ndokwatichaita barbecue, tichaita tumavolleyball tournaments and inenge ingori variety variety. Saka gore rino Zim Expo yacho yakatisiyanei. And chimwe futi chandakanganwa kutaura, musi wechishanu uno tina Cynthia Mare achabhuruka kubva kuZimbabwe kuya kuzoperforma. Saka ndozvinhu zvatakanyanyotarisira pane zvichaitika weekend inei. Saka kune vaya vasatambotera Cynthia Mare, kune vaya vakambomunzwa chishuro kuda kumuona live, vhiki rino ndovamukana wacho.
Tinozwa urongwa hwamuri kutaura uhu, ndinoona zvakare pamadande mutande, urongwa hwakafanana nehuri kungoshambadzwa uchinzi Zim Expo kuOntario. Zvakasiyana sei kana muri kushanda pamwe chete?
No, Ontario iri kuCalifornia, Los Angeles. Imwe chete. Gutara cheOntario. But, you know, they say part of Greater LA. Saka vanoburuka kuenda ikoko, for example, vanogona kuburukira pa LA Airport, vamwe vanogona kuburuka kuOntario Airport, kwese munongosvika kunzvimbo dzacho kunenge kuchiitwa maevents acho.
Tinonzwa paurongwa hwenyu kana kuti pane kushambadza kwamuri kuita, pane iri kunziwo Business Expo. Mungaitsanangura kuti yakaita sei?
Pa Business Expo tinopamukana kune vaya vane mabhizinesi avo kunoko, kana kuti vaya varida kutanga mabhizinesi avo, kuti vauye vapangidze vanhu vaya vanenge vachiuya kuti vari kutengesei uye zvari kuita bhizinesi rei. Vamwe vacho vanenge vachitotengesawo kuexpo kwacho, vamwe vacho vanenge vangoripo kungoadvertisa kuzongoti kana mazodzokera kudzimba dzenyu mozotema kana muchida zvakati zvakati mungorangarirawo kuti ini ndokwanisa kukupai maservisi iwaya.
Pane mari here dzinotarisirwa kubhadharwa nevanhu vachauya ikoko vausori?
Vanhu vachabhadhara kupinda mufashion show neconcert, uyezve vanhu vachabhadhara kupinda muMiss Zim USA beauty pageant. Pane chimwe futi chandakanganwa kutaura pane urongwa hwedu hweweekend iwo patatarisa futi vanhu kubhadhara maembassy services. Tinounza vanhu vekuZimbabwe embassy, tichavaendesa kuCalifornia. Saka kune vaya vari muwest coast area iyoyo nevaya vanenge vari kuvada kugadzisa mapassport avo kana kuti vada kuregister mabets evana vavo, vanowana mukana wekuzviita ikoko kuende vava futi vanenge vachitarisirwa futi kubhadhara panenge zvigadzisa zvese zvizvizvo.
Ndinombonzwawo vamwe vachida makunga kunga yekuti Zim Expo inobva yaita zvematongerwo enyika vachitopa nemazita emapato. Mungajekesa here kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei?
Zim Expo haina bato, haisi part of any political party, hatinei nezvat. Zim Expo ingori business. And business racho ratiri iri nderekungounganidza maZimbabweans kuti vangove nenguva yakanaka over weekend. So yes, zvamuri kutaura haisi first time nyaya iyo ichitaurwa, but tinoda kuti vanhu vanzwisise kuti isi hatitomboita anything nepolitics as Zim Expo.
Zvamuri kuvimbisa vana veZimbabwe?
Uyai kumafaro, timboita weekend yekumbonakidzwa. Munongozva mastress emuAmerica muno muhapere, mashift hapere, but uyai weekend inei timbowana kufara, timbowana kufurwa nemhepo.
Vanga vari mumwe vakuru veZim Expo USA vachiona nezvekufambiswa kwemari vasimba rasheusore vari parunare kuAtlanta kuGeorgia muno muAmerica neStudio 7. Mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe nhasi vati havasi kuzosiya masimba kunyange zvodii. VaMugabe vataura mashoko aya pamberi pevatsigiri vavo avo varatidzira muHarare nhasi vachiti vari kuratidza rutsigiro rwakasimba kumutungamiri webato ravo. Mutoro wedu naUthomas Siripasi anotipa nyaya iyi.
Zvuru nezvuru zvevatsigiri veZANU-PF zvafora muHarare nhasi zvichiratidza rutsigiro kumutungamiriri wenyika uye vari mutungamiriri webato iri vaRobert Mugabe. Vachitaura pamberi pezvuru nezvuru zvevanhu izvo zvabva kumatunhu ose enyika, vaMugabe vati havasi kuzobva pachigaro kunyange hazvo mapato anopikisa nevamwe vekunze vachiti havasi kufadzwa neutongo hwavo.
Vanhu vangu kandoo vangati achiri tai, ko MDC shungu itsitsi here dzozigwira vaMugabe kuti vaneta kana kutya vaMugabe.
Vaenderera mberi vachishora kusawirirana kuri muZANU-PF vachiti vari kuita zvezvipoka zvipoka. Vanhu vari kuronga zvekupidigura hurumende. MuZANU-PF munonzi mune zvipoka zviviri zviri kurwira kutora matomo kubva kuna vaMugabe kana vachinge vabva pachigaro. Chimwe chezvipoka ichi icho chiri kuzvidaidza kuti Generation 40 kana kuti G40 chinonzi chiri kutungamirirwa nemudzimai wavo ivo vaMugabe, amai Grace Mugabe, avo vaudza chita chevanhu varatidzira ava kuti vaMugabe hapana anokwanisa kuvatsiva. Chimwe chipoka chechipiri icho chiri kuzvidaidza kuti Team Lacoste chinonzi chiri kutungamirirwa nemutevedzeri wemutungamiriri wenyika vaEmerson Mnangagwa. Vaviri ava vanoramba havo kuti vane zvikwata zvavanotungamira. Munyori mboka revechidiki reZANU-PF vakudzai Chipanga vaudza vaMugabe kuti havasi kufara nemashandiro ari kuita mamwe makurukota ehurumende, avati ari kuswera achidya mari dzehurumende pazvinhu zvisina maturo uye kutenga motokari dzinodhura vechidiki vasina mabasa. VaChipanga vakumbirawo vaMugabe kuti vechidiki vawaniswe minda pamwe nedzimba izvo zvazovimbiswa navaMugabe.
Hapana munhu anosungirwa kushayiswa kana plot kana stand pokuvaka.
VaMugabe vakurudzirawo kuti vari kugovera chikafu munzvimbo dzisina zvokudya munyika yose vasapinze zvematongerwo enyika mukati vachiti nzara inei nekuti munhu anotsigira bato ripi. Mashoko avaMugabe aya anouyawo apa MDCT ichiti nhengo dzayo dziri kunyimwa chikafu. Zvichakadai, nhengo dzeZANU-PF dzanga dzichifora idzi dzati kuuya kwaita vanhu neuwandu pachiitiko chanhasi kunoratidza pachena kuti vaMugabe vachine rutsigiro rwakakura kwazvo. Mumwe wevanhu ava ndivaKindness Paradza, avo vanove nhengo yeparamende inomirira Makonde.
Zvinoreva kuti vafoira, hapana zvavanovaita, hapana zvavanotiita seZimbabwe nemukuru wedu.
Varatidziri ava vanonzi varoo vanhu mudhorobha vavanga vachifungidzira kuti inhengo dzemapato anopikisa, vanga vachizvifambirawo havo mudhorobha. Mabhizimusi akawanda anonzi avhariswa uye vechidiki vakawanda vanga vachionekwa vachinwa nekuputa zvinodhaka mapurisa achingovasiya vakadaro. Dzimwe motokari dzemapurisa dzaonekwawo dzichitakura vanhu vanga vachiuya kuzoratidzira ava uye zvinonzi mabhazi nemotokari dzakawanda dzatuta vanhu kubva kunzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana dzanga dziramba kubhadhara mari yekushandiswa kwemigwagwa kana kuti matoll fees. Kunyange hazvo boka revechidiki mubato riri kutonga reZANU-PF Youth League ranga rakatarisira vanhu vanosvika miriyoni imwe chete, vanhu varatidzira nhasi vanga vachisvika zana rezviuru chete. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Chakadaro, mutungamiri webato guru rinopikisa reMDCT vaMogen Tsvangirai vanyora tsamba kumhuri yeZimbabwe vachiti vari kufara nemashoko ekuvasimbaradza ari kubva kumhuri yeZimbabwe. Vatsvangirai pari zvino vari muchipatara kuSouth Africa uko vari kurapwa uye vati vachadzoka kumusha munguva pfupi inotevera. Vatiwo vari kushishikana nezvavari kunzwa zvekuti vanhu vari kumbunyikidzwa neZANU-PF sezvaitwa pakufora kwaitwa nhasi. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu abata mutauriri wavatsvangirai vaLuke Tamborinyoka.
Vatsvangirai aburitsa mashoko kuvana veZimbabwe vachingoti ivo haiwa vari kutenda vana veZimbabwe nekuvasapota nekuvatsigira kwavari kuita mukusanzwa zvakanaka kwavari kuita, asi vachida kutaura ivo zvakare kuti ivo pfungwa dzavo vanogona kunge zvavo vachirwara, asi ivo vari kunyanya kushushikana kwenye choko watu wakawari kutaniyo wa siku wala kukuitani kaya wala kutivo ina kutu wala kukundaniyo wakati kuna wana Zimbabwe wachua ita ashua kuti haiwa wala kutuwa soo wala kutuwa soo soka naka aswacha zoka manji manji kutuwa ndi rembeli le struggle kuti Zimbabwe ilire soka naka
chii jirunya nyo kuwa shunguru za panya ya yeku ufora kwa itukwa nasuku
haa wazangela ya taura yeku kuti haa wana na kubatika na ninye ya kuti wana wala kutambula na wala kutuwa ngotenge soo 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 wala kutenge soo wala kutenge soo wala kutenge doa falisi kwa misika ya wetu wajizu kwa hende mno macha mfungwa hatu angela ya wakuti wa chino fana unge chishimacha wasi wazi hika ndeno kamera unge chishimacha ichi zisunda uchenda kumbiri kwa tino ziwa zibabu ichigara makore yese nika ine rinyarabu nika ine budiru nika ine mabasa ndo kuno fana unge kuchimacha nika ichienda wamu kade ni sanipi fana fana unge wachona wachimeka shuwa kutu nika ya macha kuenda beri chenda panji bupaya cha ipu se zibabu ya tae zibabu dara inezu yese inawano anu garasa ganaka inawano ane mabasa inawano ane rinyarabu
Mutauriro wavachangirai vali kutambori nyoka vari parunhare muHarare. Tichiri panyaya iyi, Blessing Abato vaJason Zhuwau vanova nhengo yeZANU PF Youth League uye vaSet Free Mafukidze vebato reZimbabwe People First. Blessing atanga nekubvunza vaZhuwau nezvemaonero avo nekufora uku.
Muchirongwa chanhasi tinoti zoni tokufara kwaizvo nechannel dzaitwa nevanhu vedu. Mtumawira waita, vanuwa muwandu wawo, vanuwa adreso na president wawo, president wawo ya wakataura mjimeoze wanu kunyanya. Isusu sewana wechidiki we Zimbabwe, tunoti president mkabe, wakua nisa kutuwati adrese mnyadza, tanchida kutuwati batire nato. This includes the corruptions ataura na Comrade Chipanga. President wakataura zakare, Nye zimba, jizi ma youth gaba sirike, gawa piwe zimba, gawa allocate reba lens, ma stem.
Mkoma Set Free, muruku wana se kufora kwa itu kwa nasuku?
Kwa kufora kwa itu kwa ukuka, kwanga kukuri kufora kwa tazi ya kunoku kwa nita kuitu kwa neza, nukifu makurehese, jishandisa, zimzi, nika inu kufambisa vanu, antitika, ichunga niza vanu, mkatime megutare Harare. Mukatime zvara nhasi asi hapana chinyowani chatachangwa chatache chinobatika chatingati tingafare kuti pane chatibatsira isu semaZimbabwe chatanzwa ndechekuti varikutaura nezve corruption kuti hatichada corruption kureva kuti vaimboida kumashure uko ende asi hatina humbo kuti havachaida nekuti hapana kana munhu mumwe chete zvake watatambunzwa kuma minister kumakurukuta makuru ehurumende atambobatwawo nenyaya dzakaita saizvozvo.
Mukoma Jason, munotenderana nazvo here?
Isusu tinoziva kuti semakore ese ZANU PF party inoterera zvido zvevanhu. Ungano yanga iripo nhasi yanga iri yekuti titarise president wedu, titaure na president wedu.
Ko zvambotaurwa namukoma Set Free kuti epashandiswa midziyo yehurumende.
Mukoma Set Free ava vari kutaura uko handizive kuti midziyo yacho vakaita audit yacho here. ZANU PF Youth League harisi bato rehurumende. ZANU PF Youth League inozvimiririra, inozvimobilizira maresources ayo kuti iite maprograms ayo. Pakaita MDC machado yavo vakadi kubvunza kuti MDC yashandisa maresources ayo. Zvichireva izvo kuti isusu separty iri muuchongi tinokwanisawo kumobilisa maresources edu kune vanokwanisawo kutibatsira kuti maprogramu edu ayaenderera mberi.
Mukoma Set Free,
ukaona mukoma Blessing, ukaona panoshandiswa mabhazi ezvikoro kuti atakure vanhu vaiunoita ungano dzakadai, mungati here hapana kushandiswa zvinhu zvehurumende ipapo pachiperekedza vanhu vari kufamba mumugwagwa nemidhudhudhu zvatisina kumbobvira taona pakaitwa nhingirikini yeMDC vachiperekedzwa nemidhudhudhu yemapurisa nemotokari dzamapurisa ipapo. Kana panoitwa mamwe dzimweungano dzakadai dzemamwe mapato anopikisa muno muZimbabwe, chatinoona ipapo mapurisa anoratidza kuti vanenge vachida kutopinza kutya muvanhu.
Mukoma Jason, tichipeta chirongwa chedu, mukoma Set Free vari kuti hazviunze mabasa zvaitika izvi.
Tinoti izvi zvinounza mabasa nekuti mutungamiri wedu wanzvisisa chemo zvevana veZimbabwe.
VaJason Zhuwau, nhengo yevechidiki veZANU PF vari mubazi rezvekuburitswa kwemashoko. Manzwawo kubva kuna vaSet Free Mafukidze vebato rinopikisa reZimbabwe People First rinotungamirwa naamai Joyce Mujuru, muhurukuru yanga ichikokerwa naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7.
tinokutambirai nemufaro waterere. Muchirongwa chedu pindai mudariro. Chatinotaura nevechidiki. Ini ndini Chioneso Jani. Muchirongwa chedu Nastina Mujare Sharon Mademwa.
Magadi.
Munofara here?
Tiri right, tinofara kana mufaro.
Aya tinofara. Sharon, tiudze kuti sangano rako rinoita nezvei?
Inini ndino shanda ne organization inonzi You Count. Iri bato rinoshanda nevadiri nevechidiki inoita nezvekurima. Saka vatinowanzoshanda nawo vanhu vanonge vachiri kubva kuchikoro vakatadza kubuda ma subjects avo zvakanaka muzvidzidzo zvavo zvakanaka vakaenda kuma university vasati vane mabasa kuti tivabatsire kuti vangashanda sei vangaita varimi vari nane sei.
Munoshanda muri kupi?
Izvezvizvi ma offices edu ari kuBorodel ndoka tinoshandira asi basa riri muvanhu saka tinoshanda nevakawanda vari muno muHarare nevamwe kudombo shava nekugoromonzi nekwamutare.
Tiudze kuti mukuvabatsira sei?
Alright, tine mapila kana kuti zvinhu zvina zvatinowanzoita. Chekutanga tinoti muchirungu capacity building kana kubatsira kuti vechidiki vange vachikwanisa kuita zvavanoita zvakanaka. Saka tinenge tichiva trainer kana kuvadzidzisa kana munhu achida kuita zvehuku tinomudzidzisa kuti anodzidza sei. Then rimwe racho it's market access. Kuti tinenge tichivabatsira kuwana pekutengesera kana wachengeta huku dzako 50 unotengesera ani. Tinovaconnecta kuvabatanidza nemasupermarkets, tinovabatanidza nevakawanda vanokwanisa kuvabatsira. Then chechitatu chatinoita kushambadzira mabasa ari kuitwa nevechidiki.
Tinotenda Sharon.
Alright.
Aiwa vaterere, nguva ndoyaita shoma. Tosangana zvekare mangwana. Ini ndini Chioniso Jani.
Waita Chioniso, mumwe wevechidiki veZimbabwe vari muchirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship vaTerry Mutsvanga avanova mutori wenhau anorwira kodzero dzevanhu vanoti kutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu kuri kuenderera mberi munyika. VaMutsvanga avachananga kuAmerica mwedzi unouya nevamwe vechidiki veZimbabwe makumi matanhatu vaudza mutungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7 kuti vanofara zvikuru nemukana wekupinda muchirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship.
Tinotenda Mwari. Ndochenda kuti mukana wandakawana ndichipa kuti ndiushandise mune zvakanaka. Zvakaitika izvi zvinhu zvinenge zvinoitisa kuti zvandida kuita pakeri yangu zvinenge zvinenge zvinofamba zvakanaka. Saka ndinotenda kunyanya Mwari musika vanhu ndiye akaitira kuti ndiwane mukana uyu kuti ndinge sendiye kuWashington ndiwane nemutungamiri wekutangisisa wechitema anoyera Barack Obama. Ndiwo ndichawasangana naye saka mukana uyu ndinotenda kuti zvakaitika kwandirika ndinozvitenda kuti maropafadzo.
Muri kuita zvekurwira kodzero dzevanhu muchishandisa mafilmu munozvifambisa sei apa?
Chandingangoti ndoda kuti zvinhu zvenyika kana kuti rini ngeZimbabwe rizvionere kuti ndozviri kuitika muno muzimbabwe ndozvanoita kuti ndiiti ndirashiki kuti kodzero dzevanhu dziri kupfukirirwa pakadai pakadai nehurumende yavamugabe yezanu ndozvandingataura ndakaita.
Mukana weMandela Washington Fellowship wamawana uyu muri kuona kunge uchamubatsira sei?
Mukana uyu unotibatsira sekutaura kwandamboita kuti vaBarack Obama ndinovatenga streki semunhu wemutema anobva muno muAfrica akatipiwa mukana unowu akafungawo vamwe yake vechidiki sesu vanhu vechitema vekuno kuAfrica. Ndinoona kuti ndichandibetsera pakudzidza kwangu nekuwedzera ruzivo rwangu nekusangana kwandichanoita nevanhu vekuAmerica zvandiri kuita sei zvandichaita pabasa rangu ndinoona zvichia zvindibetsera pamberi apa. Asi ndinoramba ndakasimbisisa kuti ndinotinda vaObama ndovakandipa mukana uyu.
Izo nyaya dzekodzero dzevanhu muZimbabwe vaMutsvanga mungati dzakamira sei parizvino?
Kodzero dzinopisa tsitsi sezvo tine bumbiro remutemo rinyowani asi hurumende yechitema yezanu PF haisi kuremekedza kodzero dzevanhu. Ndozviri kuti shurungudza muno munyika yedu yeZimbabwe. Hurumende yedu haisi kuita respect of rule of law and there's no respect of people's rights. Saka zvizvi kushungurudza kuno kuZimbabwe.
VaTerry Mutsvanga vari parunare namutungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7. Musakanganwa chirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 PM apo tiri kutarisa nyaya yezanu PF yekufora kwaitwa nhasi ye 1 million men march. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu anokuonekai nemufaro. Ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC ndokusiya mina Chris Gande.
Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, May 25th, Africa Day 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande. Here are our top stories this evening. President Robert Mugabe tells ZANU-PF activists taking part in a 1 million men march that he will stay in power as long as Zimbabweans have confidence in him.
I belong to my people. My people say stay here. I'm not a Briton. I don't like to be an American. I'm not a Yankee.
Critics say Mr. Mugabe's party wasted a lot of resources when it staged a million men march in Harare today.
Resources are very scarce and jobs are very scarce, and scarce resources are being used on a useless process.
And some political commentators urge Zimbabweans to always commemorate Africa Day, even if they are facing many challenges.
Zimbabweans are Africans, so they need to celebrate with others in the hope that the regime which is in power won't be there permanently.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned. Some Pan-Africanists and political commentators urge Zimbabweans to always commemorate Africa Day, even if they are facing many challenges. They argue that Africa Day, commemorated annually to mark the conception of the Organization of African Unity, which fought for the liberation of many African nations from colonial rule, is special for all African nations. This year's Africa Day theme is Building a Better Africa and a Better World. Independent political analyst Dr. Sabelo Gajeni Ndlovu tells the Studio 7 Skips Dube, Zimbabweans have every reason to commemorate Africa Day.
Africa Day is linked to the liberation of the black people. So it's important in the sense that when we talk about Africa Day, we're talking about the liberation of the people. We're also talking about their attempt to actually unify under the Organization of African Unity. And this, in practice, means the implementation of the long-standing Pan-African agenda.
But looking at countries like Zimbabwe, there are some people who are saying this is a hopeless day for them because independence brought misery to some of them.
Yeah, the problem is when you have leaders who are problematic, you don't then throw away all progressive ideas because they are abused by particular leaders. So as far as I'm concerned, I think it is still important that we celebrate the liberation and the attempted unification of Africa, and we separate that from those leaders who are actually abusing it for regime security purposes.
Do you have any message for Zimbabweans about Africa Day?
Zimbabweans are Africans, so they need to celebrate with others in the hope that the regime which is in power won't be there permanently. If it is their major problem, then they cannot actually then sever themselves from the other African family, which actually is celebrating the Africa Day.
And that was Dr. Sabelo Gajeni Ndlovu, an independent political analyst, speaking with Studio 7 from Pretoria, South Africa. But Wilson Wagoneka, a Harare resident, says there's no reason for Zimbabweans to commemorate Africa Day, as independence has become a curse to most of them.
My name is Wilson Wagoneka. I reside in Glenview, Zimbabwe. My views as of Africa is that if we would now emancipate ourselves, liberate ourselves from this syndrome of being the ones who feel we are the haves and we control power, we can now go share the same power. We can as well speak to the little ones with pride. You know, when you are an elder, you want to speak of a hero who lives. You want to speak of something that will bring bread and butter on the table for everybody. Let us enjoy as Africans. We are Africans. There is no need to hate one another. There is no need to even speak of anything that is bad to one another. We want to live in a liberated Africa, Africa that shares its resources to everybody, Africa that sees itself as growing up, as sharing to its own living leadership. This is my message for Africa.
But looking at the state of Zimbabwe at the moment, do you think Africa has been emancipated, looking at what maybe the African leaders like Kwame Nkrumah and others, the forefathers?
Indeed, it brings a sorry sight, given the scenario whereby our forefathers had a dream. They had also a vision of actually making Africa a status of its own, living in its bread and butter, the honey that we used to dream of, the honey that we actually send these old heroines and heroes who are lying in vast lands, you know, dead right now, buried or even so not buried in any state. They are lying with it. They had a hope that they are going to a land flowing with milk and honey. It was Africa. Africa that brought in food. Africa that brought in liberation in its own. And this is why I am saying we need to be an Africa that had a dream of victory, an Africa that had a vision.
That was Wilson Wagoneka, a Harare resident, speaking with Studio 7 from Glenview suburb in Harare. President Robert Mugabe today told his supporters that he would not relinquish power and accused those angling to succeed him of committing treason. According to some ZANU-PF activists, thousands and not a million people attended the Million Men March organized by the ZANU-PF Youth League. State-controlled media also reported that thousands of people were at the event in Harare. Police were not readily available to give an estimated number of participants. Reporter Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
At the final destination of the march, Mr. Mugabe, who turned 92 this year, told his supporters that those who want him to retire should court, go and hang.
I belong to my people. My people say stay here. I'm not a Briton. I don't like to be an American. I'm not a Yankee. I'm not a Briton. I told Blair to keep his England so I can keep my Zimbabwe. Because, you know, so I belong to Zimbabwe. So they say I must go. The outsiders, why do they want President Zimbabwe to stand down, to resign, retire?
The president also accused those pushing factional agendas in his party of committing treason. His wife, Grace Mugabe, who today described her husband as irreplaceable, is reportedly leading a faction called Generation 40 or G40 that wants to take over from the veteran leader once he leaves office, while Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa is reportedly leading another camp calling itself Team Lacoste. ZANU-PF Youth League Secretary Kudzai Chipanga accused some unnamed ministers of wasting the country's resources by holding unnecessary conferences in luxury hotels and buying expensive vehicles at the expense of service delivery. Chipanga also asked President Mugabe to ensure that youth had access to land to do farming and build houses, which was later promised by Mr. Mugabe.
Now what you are saying is that you are mature people now, no longer within the custody of the family. And in your own right, you deserve to be considered as deserving land owners.
On unemployment, the president told his supporters that youth should create their own jobs. Ahead of the 2013 national elections, Mr. Mugabe promised Zimbabweans that his administration would create more than 2 million new jobs. But today, the story was different.
Those are lines that can be pursued also for self-employment. And when you're thus self-employed, you develop in a small way, employ two, three, four people, and eventually you can establish a little business, a little company for yourself. We want to see that.
Some ZANU-PF supporters who were part of the march praised their leader. Makonde legislator Kindness Paraza told Studio 7 that today's demonstration was a clear message to the international community that President Mugabe was there to stay.
It means that they failed to dislodge him, and the regime change agenda has failed. And as you can see, people have come in their millions to support him, and we are so happy that we are here, and we are going to support him until Amen.
This was also echoed by Godfrey Chimwanda from Mashonaland East Province.
We are marching in solidarity with the President R.G. Mugabe, the revolutionary tried and tested liberator, the only beacon of hope in Africa, United States of Africa, our President Robert Gabriel Mugabe.
Some of the demonstrators allegedly assaulted suspected opposition supporters who were doing their own business in the Central Business District, while some buses and truck drivers that were ferrying people to the demonstration allegedly refused to pay road user fees at toll gates. ZANU-PF had targeted to bring 1 million people to the demonstration that was dubbed 1 million men march, but Chipanga said they faced the logistical problems resulting in many people failing to attend the event. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Independent political commentator Dumisani Nkomo tells Studio 7 Skips Dube the march was a waste of time and resources.
The resources are very scarce, and jobs are very scarce, and scarce resources are being used on a useless process.
But the ruling party says this was a time to show support for the president. Were they doing it the right way?
There are more pressing issues such as liquidity crisis, such as the crisis of unemployment. They promised 2 million jobs. Up to now, those 2 million jobs are not there. The economy is in crisis. You've got a liquidity crunch. Civil servants are going unpaid. People are struggling to make a living. I mean, those are the issues that matter, the economy.
So, but indications are that maybe ZANU-PF is having a lot of support.
Some of the people were passed in, some of the people were paid small bits of money as well. So a lot of those people are actually passed as well. We are very aware of that.
And why this solidarity march to show support for the president?
It shows panic. Why would you have a massive demonstration to show support in the first place? It's an act of fear. It's an act of panic. It's an act which clearly shows that they've run out of ideas, and that they actually fear that people may actually uprise against them. So this is more like a preemptive action because of fear, because of the state of the economy, because of the rate of unemployment. So they think by doing their own demonstration, they preempt the real protest by the people, for the people.
But some will argue that, this is to show that the president is still in control of his party.
Why now? They had a conference at Congress last year where they reaffirmed him. So why did they need to have a demonstration to reaffirm him again? They've got their own processes of reaffirming the party leader. And those processes are the annual conferences and the four-year Congress. The processes of affirming leaders are not done on the street. They're done in conferences, in elective processes.
And that was Dumisani Nkomo, an independent political commentator, speaking with Studio 7 from Bulawayo. A very, very sad situation. That's how one human rights activist, Terry Mutswanga, is characterizing the human rights situation in Zimbabwe. The award-winning journalist and filmmaker is one of the 60 Zimbabwean youths coming to the United States in June under the Mandela Washington Fellowship. Mutswanga has previously been honored by ZimRights for his activism. His film, Damu Voices from a Tent, highlighted rights breaches on the Tokwe Mukosi displacement. Mutswanga tells reporter Ntungamili Nkomo he is humbled by the Mandela Fellowship opportunity.
This is the greatest opportunity to happen in my life. I especially thank President Barack Obama on behalf of all of the continent of Africa. You know, it's not easy. From 1,000 in Africa and then 60 from Zimbabwe. I thank President Barack Obama for launching this program. It's going to enlighten us and open us and bring more opportunities to the people of Africa.
How do you think you will benefit from this program?
I think from the interaction that I will make in the universities that I'm going to be invested in Virginia, first of all, it's one of the best universities in the United States, considering that it is how the first founding fathers or the first American president in the U.S. You talk of Thomas Jefferson, you talk of James Madison. It's a very historic institution. So I believe that from learning from those institutions, I could adore and admire. And then maybe impact and actually implement in Zimbabwe so that for the total beneficiation of my own country.
And why do you care so much about human rights?
I believe human rights, they are God-given rights. What I believe, every man is equal. I'm a Christian. I believe that everybody is created in the image of God. So human rights are basic rights, and they must be respected just as they are enshrined in the Constitution of Zimbabwe, the new Constitution of Zimbabwe. That is guaranteed by all the principles in government, not in government such, excluding ex-Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai and the current president, President Robert Mugabe. So human rights are basic rights.
How would you characterize the human rights situation in Zimbabwe currently?
What is happening in Zimbabwe is a very, very sad story. It's a very, very sad situation. Once we've got a new constitution, barely 3 years or 2 years after adoption of the new constitution, the government is not willing to adopt or to respect fundamental human rights enshrined in the new constitution.
That was Mandela Washington fellow Terry Mutswanga, a human rights defender and filmmaker. He was speaking on the line with reporter Ntungamili Nkomo from Harare. Coming up in our Diaspora Forum, we are focusing on the annual Zim Expo event to be held this weekend right here in the USA. Stay tuned. But first, we take a look at regional and international news. The State Department has found Hillary Clinton and other past secretaries of state at fault for failing to follow the department's guidelines to avoid cybersecurity risks, an internal audit found Wednesday. Indian authorities have assured justice for a Congolese student beaten to death in New Delhi last Friday. And Donald Trump rally in New Mexico yesterday evening was disrupted by angry demonstrators who broke through the barricades. Dozens of police officers, many on horseback, repeatedly warned protesters to stay away from the sidewalk in front of the venue where supporters of the presumptive Republican presidential nominee were lined up to enter the rally. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. All roads lead to Los Angeles in California, USA this weekend for the annual Zim Expo, where Zimbabweans meet and mingle amid a host of activities, including the Business Expo, Miss Zimbabwe USA pageant, volleyball and beach party, among other activities. Business Expo is sponsored by the Zim Expo Business Consortium, which is an apolitical and nonpartisan equity firm focusing on business development, social empowerment, event management, and equity investments. One of the Zim Expo directors responsible for financial management, Simbarashe Usore, tells Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri that the purpose of Zim Expo is to foster relationships among Zimbabweans living in the diaspora. He says it also promotes cooperation by sharing best practices, as well as providing opportunities for community members to work together on common agendas, and in the process, promoting innovation and improving business acumen.
The Zim Expo has been going on every year. As you rightly put it, it's the 15th year. The first time it was started, the whole idea was to have a platform where Zimbabwean businesses can network. But over the years, it has evolved from being a business network only to a network for individuals, to a time where Zimbabweans across USA can get to meet, a time where Zimbabweans can network one-on-one at the Zim Expo. And we've also used it as a platform, like more recently we've used it as a platform to also try to bring in, for example, musical artists from Zimbabwe to come and entertain Zimbabweans who are based here.
This year, who are you bringing from Zimbabwe? And do you have any other local artists who are going to perform at the expo?
Well, this year we're bringing in Cynthia Mare. She's based in Zimbabwe, used to be in UK, but relocated to Zimbabwe, has done well for herself in Zimbabwe. She won an award, the recent music awards that Zimbabwe had, and she was one of the winners. So this year we're bringing in Cynthia Mare to entertain us at the Zim Expo. Do we have any locals at present? No, we don't have any lined up. There is one or two that we're still talking to who had expressed interest in wanting to be curtain raisers for Cynthia, but as it is, our main artist to look forward to is Cynthia Mare.
You have 15 years of experience. Can we say you are experienced enough not to face any problems in organizing this large event?
There's no such thing. There is no such thing as you're experienced enough to where you won't face problems. Every year will always come with its own challenges. Each year has its own different challenge. So the one thing that has kept us going is the fact that we are a group that's firstly committed to the cause of, you know, having this event every year for the benefit of the Zimbabwean community. But then secondly, as a united group, we believe that there is no such thing as impossible to overcome. So that's what keeps us going, and that's what allows us to overcome any challenge. So challenges will always be there. Even for the expo that we're going to plan for next year, it will come up with its own challenges.
How is the response from Zimbabweans based here?
So far, the response has been very, very encouraging. There are a lot of Zimbabweans who are looking forward to being in LA, because this time we're in the West Coast. We haven't been in the West Coast for 10 years now, because we've mostly been either in the East Coast or the mid USA regions, because, you know, that's where a lot of the Zimbabweans are. But we also have Zimbabweans in the West Coast. So at least for the West Coast, for the Zimbabweans based in the West Coast, the response has been very, very great.
Some people associate Zim Expo USA with political parties. May you clarify your position here?
Here's something we want to make unequivocally clear, is that we have never been, we will never be, and have never been associated with any political party. And that is not going to happen anytime soon. The minute that happens, I'll be one of those who will leave, and I'm pretty sure the whole organization will disintegrate. What we do is, if you ask us who are we aligned to, we are aligned to Zimbabwe. So for us, you're Zimbabwean first before you are aligned to any political party. So for example, if a political party was to come today to say we want to display something or we want to have some time at your expo, we will not say no to them, because as far as we're concerned, you're Zimbabweans first, you know, and we do recognize that there is a lot of political parties in Zimbabwe.
What are you promising Zimbabweans or those who are going to attend Zim Expo?
It's going to be a great time. We have changed the program a little bit, you know, because we're in the West Coast. You can look forward to a fashion show. We've never had a fashion show where Zimbabweans come to showcase their fashion skills or show off their fashion skills. So we have those on Friday. We have our traditional beauty pageant on Saturday. We have a new set of ladies, as always, as every year. And Sunday, we're doing something different again. We have a beach party where there'll be beach volleyball.
That was Simba Usore, one of the Zim Expo organizers responsible for financial management, on the line from Atlanta, Georgia, here in the USA with reporter Jonga Kandemiri. And now it's time to hand you over to Chiwaniso Jani in the youth show, Time to Engage.
Hello, Zimbabwe. This is Chiona Sanjani, your host on Time to Engage, where the voices of Zimbabwe's youth are heard. Today, we have two incredible people from YouCount. Hello, guys. How are you?
Hey, Choniso. I'm Sharon Mandemwa, working with youth in Zimbabwe on agriculture and how we can empower them.
Hey, Choniso. How are you doing? Yes, I'm also Stuart Moyo, also with YouCount.
Tell us about the work that you are doing in Zimbabwe.
Okay, about our work, this is what we do. We have four pillars. Capacity building, market access and value addition, ICTs in agriculture, and also advocacy and lobbying. So we are there to equip young farmers to get themselves empowered through agriculture, creating jobs, teaching them how they can be more efficient, getting them to get the markets, and advocating, just making sure they're there when the policies are being formed.
Can you tell us about the work you've been doing outside Zimbabwe?
We're working in partnership with a lot of organizations, the likes of NEPAD, African Union, but most importantly, we run and chair an organization or a consortium of organizations all across Africa called Young Green Africa, where the youth have come together to actually mobilize for inclusion, just to be heard as youth and to get people realizing what they're actually doing in their different particular countries.
And how has been the response with your work in Zimbabwe?
It's an uphill battle. Most youth don't think agriculture is sexy enough, and as a result, you'll find that we don't produce as much as we should be. Don't know where agriculture will be in the next 10 years, since everybody is going into ICTs, everybody's going to become a lawyer, and no one is coming back to say, okay, we are farming on a large scale to export. There's a very small number of youth that are looking at agriculture as a source of income.
And to add to that, this actually then creates an opportunity, because we're saying in the next 10, 20 years, we're going to have more people needing more food, and the youth need a place where they can actually get employment and how they can also be responsible people in their communities.
Is it not because of the El Nino?
Yes, the climate is definitely a challenge within the agriculture sphere. But you're also part of a consortium of youth organizations that are also trying, together with the Ministry of Environment, to work towards trying to build a better climate, to work and try to reduce the carbon footprint of the youth initiatives we can come out with.
And I would also want to say that El Nino is only part of our challenge, because this issue around agriculture and the youth is actually a global challenge, where we're saying our farmers are generally aging. So it's a matter of making agriculture relevant and making it actually pay them enough to get them excited up for the youth. So that is where we come in. We come in to make sure it's relevant.
Are you guys having any training programs?
Yes, we do have training programs. And it depends which type you want. You can actually book for one, or we go out into communities. We actually equip people to be more effective and to just have the skills. We call it agropreneurship, where we're saying be an entrepreneur, even in agriculture. Start something. Get yourself empowered.
Thank you guys for being with us.
All right. Thank you, Joanita.
That was Youth Count. And I am Chiona Sojani on Time to Engage.
Thanks very much, Shoni. So the United Nations says nearly 3 million people in drought-stricken Zimbabwe are going hungry. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva. The world body expects that number to exceed 4 million as the full impact of the El Nino weather phenomenon kicks in.
UN Resident Coordinator for Zimbabwe, Bisho Parajuli, says the impact of little rain and low crop yields following 2 years of drought is painfully visible in Matabele land and other dry lands.
I recently visited that area with a number of donors and ambassadors. We could really see the desperation and the severity of the situation.
A few weeks ago, the United Nations appealed for $360 million to provide life-saving assistance for more than 3 million people. The priority needs are for food, water, health, nutrition, sanitation, and protection. Parajuli says $70 million has been received, leaving a gap of $290 million. He says it is critical for donors to respond generously and immediately to this appeal.
Given Zimbabwe, a landlocked country, and also the whole Southern Africa region is affected by El Nino, and lack of surplus of maize, it's very critical to plan in advance in terms of importation and supply chain delivery. So early response will really help save lives and suffering among population.
Parajuli says he is particularly worried about the so-called lean season between September and March. This is the period between harvests when farmers' food stocks are at their lowest. He says people will be severely affected by the lack of food, and many will not be able to count on their cattle as a lifeline, as tens of thousands have died from lack of water and grazing land. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Thanks, Lisa. And remember to stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk when our host will be talking with listeners about the ZANU-PF Youth League's Million Men March held in Harare today. And for a quick recap today, President Robert Mugabe tells ZANU-PF activists taking part in a Million Men March that he will stay in power as long as Zimbabweans have confidence in him. And that's it for tonight. My name is Chris Gande, handing you over to Ntungameli Nkomo for the Ndebele Show. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Siyabonga Chris ilichona njani mthwakazi siyalamukela emsakazweni wa Studio 7 ngolesithathu mhlaka 25 ngonkwenkwezi 2016 siletulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Hola mugela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngontungameli Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Umongameli Robert Mugabe utshela abasakhulayo bebandla leZANU-PF emkhosini wabo we 1 million men march ukuthi kayindawo njengomkhokheli welizwe. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe esesihlala kule South Africa zinanza ilanga le Africa Day. Kudaba lwezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwamanye amazwe sikhangela umbukiso weZim Expo oqhutshelwa eCalifornia khonapha eMelika ngempelaviki. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umongameli Robert Mugabe utshele amalunga ebandla leZANU-PF emkhosini we 1 million men march oqhutshelwe eHarare ukuthi yena njengomkhokheli kayindawo. Uthe abamabandla aphikisayo akhankasela ukususwa kwakhe esikhundleni kumele bakhohlwe. Kubika uMemphis Gama.
Abafole lamhlanje bavele ezigabeni ezimbalwa zelizwe ogoqela laseMandebeleni bebelubhekise enkundleni eyathiwa igama lokuthi Robert Gabriel Mugabe Square emkhosini wokuhaya imisebenzi kamongameli Mugabe oluqondaniswe lokunanza ilanga elabunjwa umanyano wamazwe awezwekazi leAfrika ele Africa Day likamhlaka 25 Nkwenkwezi. Esethulumbiko wakhe kulo mkhosi kunkulungwane zabantu umongameli Mugabe uqonqosele ngokuqakatheka komanyano kuZANU-PF ethi ngoba izihlephuhlephu esezikhona zingalilungelanga ibandla.
Vanhu vamukadowa ngathi achiti tai ko MDC shungwi
akumelanga njalo akusoze kube lokho kuqhubeka kusiba lamaqembu-qembu afuna ukudala umvukela kuZANU-PF ngamaqembu ajonge ukuvukela ibandla ngenjongo yokufuna ukulidiliza. Nxa kulokuphambanisekayo kumele kulungisiswe.
Wengeza umgabethi okuphosiswa ebandleni makukhulunywe khona ebandleni hatshi ukuzikhetha ukuthi thina siluhlangothi lolu. Waphinda njalo ukubakhuza abalandeli bebandla labalwa impi yenkululeko ukuba besebenzelane labanye ekulithuthukiseni hatshi ukuzitshela ukuba bona yibo abangcono kulabanye lanxa badlala ihlandla elikhulu ukukhulula ilizwe. Baze ngokuningi ontanga uzaphatheka kulo mkhosi okubalisa uIsaac Phiri waseHarare ongomunye wabaphatheka kuNational Youth Service obekhanya elijabulela leli langa.
UPresident wethu selesikhathi esibusise ilizwe lethu. So hayi siyakubonga lokho and siyakujabulela kakhulu ukuthi sibe lapha. That siyabonga kakhulu njengabulela abantu bonke bala ukuthi sibe lelanga elihle namhlanje. Ilanga lama youth sibhekele uPresident wethu isenzela kahle lapha. Into zonke zihamba kahle. Akula into engakhuluma enye futhi. Ngiyabonga ngalokho. Ilanga leli angazi silibone nini. So ngithanda ukuthi ama youth yonke lawa ejabulele ilanga lamhlanje. Mina ngifike lapha ngo 7 o'clock. Hayi ubona sivile kugcwele abantu kakhulu lapha ukuthi abantu bonke ngithemba bayajabula lapha bangajabuliyo angazi ngoba hey ngendlo ugcile ngakhona hayi abantu khanya bayajabula bajabulela ilanga lamhlanje.
Bezikhona lenkokheli yokubalisa ummeli weTsholotsho South edalela eParliament umnumzana Zenzo Sibanda.
Umbuthano lo utshengisela ukuthi umungameli umgabe kulabantu abaningi lokho okhunywa ngabantu bemazweni ama-Western countries athi kona umgabe kasela abantu ngamanga. Kumele bakhangele nelanga lanamhlanje bangatshelwa ababuya eZimbabwe bazozibonela.
Wengeza uSibanda ethi bayaphupha labo abalokhe bechothoza ibandla lakhe abafana lalabo asebaxotshwayo kuZANU-PF bayabumba elithiwa yiZimbabwe People First.
Hathi ukuphupha kuyavunyelwa umama umjuru vele uyaphupha njengabantu bonke bengacanga ukuphoza bayaphupha kodwa ngamaphupho lawo uza phela njengesepa. Isepa vele iyaqala ithengwa intsha iphele yikho uzabona kumama kumjuru. Hayi iphupho lakasozavukela iphupho uzalala josi uzalala kokuphela.
Omunye wabasekeli bezanu-PF umnumzana Victor Kajolo uveze injabulo yakhe ngalumkhosi.
Lesuku oluqakathekileyo kakhulu. Ngeshuwa ukuthi bonke bavumelana lami njengoba la ukhangela ukuthi kugcwele kangakanani. Ubudlelwano busekuthini sonke siyakwazi ukuthi umongameli wethu oweZimbabwe His Excellency Comrade R.J. Mugabe ube nguchairman we-AU. Njalo siyakwazi irole yakhe ku-liberation ye-Africa nje in general, in Southern Africa in particular. So i-Africa Day iqakathekile kakhulu iqondana lokuthuthuka kwe-continent nje izwe kazilonke the contribution kamongameli wethu ekuthuthukeni kwezwe kazilonke.
AbeZANU-PF kanye lomkamongameli bayavumelana ukuba uMgabe uzobusa iZimbabwe aze aye kufa njalo laloba esesemathuneni ezabe elokhu ebusa. Ngasikhathi sinye abogatsha lobudlelwano beZimbabwe lamanye amazwe baqoqe umkhosi wokunanza usuku lwe-Africa Day ongenwe ngabameli bamazwe awezwekazi labensundu owenzelwa ehoteleni ye-Rainbow Towers lamhla kusihlwa. Bebekhona abahlabeleli okubalisa umculi olodumo u-Oliver Mthukutsi, uMathias Mere, ohlabela umdumo wakulezi nsuku owaziwa ngontanga ngokuthi yi-dancehall uSoldier Love labeqembu le-Police Band. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngingu-Mavis Gama.
Ukuhlaziya amazwi kamongameli Mugabe sixhume incwadi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Zenzele Ndebele.
Owakuqala i-1 million men march lay was a demonstration against iZANU itself ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi akade befuna ukuthengisa ukuthi bebezama ukuthengisa ingxenye yebandla i-faction ekhokhelwa ngumnankagwa ukuthi bona bangenza kungabo kaPresident Mugabe. Yikho sibone uGrace ithe ekhuluma laphana wafika ke wathi yena uMgabe uzaba ngumongameli noma angaze ase efika e-Heroes Acre uzabe lokhu ngu-president. So it was a show of support from within iZANU-PF. So bebe ngabantu abazama ukuzithengisela ukuthi bona bamsekela uMgabe.
Ekudleni okuphiwa abalambayo lapha uthi umuntu wonke odinga ukudla kumele akuphiwe kungela kubandlululana ngokuthi uzibani ngwaliphi bandla uzibani kayisuye waliphi bandla. Uthi ningalokho
i-question yakho nakuthi ukudla okwabiwayo kuvela kubani because we know as it is now ukuthi USAID izafaka imali eshika 100 million ku-food aid. iZANU namuhla isibende 600,000 ku-1 million march. So ukudla obviously nxa kuvela kuma NGO kumele kunikwe umuntu wonke. Kumele umgabelo lemhloni ukuthi ilizwe elingeke eZimbabwe ekade lisenelisa ukuthi lizifide namuhla linikwa ukudla ngamanye amazwe. Sesiholela ukudla ngalezi zinkukhu, kodwa-ke umgabi ukhona ethwene senza ama-million many much. And of course we know ukuthi i-structure sezanu ne-food aid it is vele kuza ngaku-politicized ngoba yikhona engafika khona isanxa ungela khadi lezanu awutholi ukudla. Ungananzelela abantu akade behambe kumathi namuhla abaningi bathengisa ukuthi bazathola izitendi, abanye bathengisa ukuthi bazathola nalokho nalokho. So imbuso wezanu ngokuthi ngisapota ngiza kunika lokho, nxa ungangisapotanga ngikuze ngikunike lokho, nxa ungela khadi lezanu asezithole lokho. So amboni ukuthi ukudla kuzayekela ukunikwa according to party politics sekutheni, ngoba yinto evele yenzakala entweni yonke. Nangaso umuntu wezanu ngalakhadi lezanu eZimbabwe udilekile uhlala kofaro.
Umnumzana Zenzele Ndebele ucubungula ezombusazwe sixoxela ekobulawayo. Lamhlanje izwekazi leAfrika linanze iminyaka engamashumi amahlanu lantathu kubunje umanyano wezwekazi leAfrika Organization of African Union, osubizwa nge-African Union. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe kwele South Africa lazo zimanyane leza kwamanye amazwe emkhosini weviki yonke okunanza leli langa. Kubika uBenedict Nhlapho.
Izizalwane zeZimbabwe lazo zite kwaqa laba kwamanye amazwe eJohannesburg bethokozela kubunjwa kwe-AU, inenge elithi yiyo yabuyisa inkululeko e-Afrika jikelele. Bonake laba kwamanye amazwe bakhethe ukuqhuba imikhosi etshiyeneyo besithi hlose ukuqinisa ubudlelwano babo lezakhamizi zakwele South Africa. Le mikhosi ethatha iviki lonke kusukela mhlaka 21 kusiya ku 28 kuNkwenkwezi isungulwe ngemidlalo yebhola phakathi kwezalwane zamazwe atshiyeneyo. Le midlalo ilethe ukubambana lenjabulo. Isizalwane seZimbabwe umnumzana Ngqabutho Mabhena uthi inhloso yakho konke okwenziwa liviki yikwakha ubudlelwano phakathi kwezalwane zakwele South Africa lalabo abadabuka emazweni ajiyeneyo.
Nxa sifika lapha eSouth Africa inengi lethu sisuka sibe sesihlukunyezwa, lokho ngolwasemzini abathi xenophobia. So ikuzama ukuthi silethe ubuntu bethu njengabantu abamnyama, njengabantu base-Africa, ukuthi singabantu sonke siphila ndawonye, uhlupho lwethu sonke ayisikuthi lwenziwa yithi, lwenziwa labo abasibusayo.
Lobanje iqembu lebhola lezalwane zeZimbabwe bahle balijujumezela labhaxabulwa lingakayi ndawo. Okhokhela abadlali beZimbabwe laba mnumzana Khumbulani Moyo uthi into enhle ukubona ama-Afrika ethokozile endawonye.
Ngizwa nginokujabula kakhulu because injongo bekuthi sihlanganise abantu abaku-diaspora especially abahlale eSouth Africa ukuthi sikwazi ukuhlangana namaye ama-nations alapha, sibonisane ukuthi singama-African. So umdlalo webhora uyahlanganisa abantu and uyenza ukuthi bangangena endaweni ezifana nebugebengu and also bakhiphe active.
Ezinye inhlelo ezihlelelwe ukuthokozela leli langa zigoqela ukubuka ibhayisikopo yalokho okwenzakala ngesikhathi sokuhlaselwa kwabakwamanye amazwe, inkulumo yabesifazane bakwamanye amazwe ngenhlupho abahlangana lazo kwezempilakahle, nomkhosi wokuthakazelela ukubunjwa kwenhlanganiso ye-African Union. UMabhena uthi kuqhutshwa njalo le mithandazo yokukhulekela ukuthi kuphele umkhuba wokuhlaselwa kwabakwamanye amazwe kwele South Africa.
Thatha amakhandlela kule nkonzo labafundisi bekhona kuthandazwa. Sizibuza umbuzo othi kanti vele kutshoni, nxa ngisethi mina ngingum-Afrika kutshoni.
Kule mithandazo kucula zonke ingoma ngazo zonke indimi. Umfundisi webandla le-Revelations uStephen Mguni uthi intshumayelo esemqoka ikuthi phambi kwankulunkulu abantu bonke bayalingana, ngakho ayikho indingeko yokucwasana.
KuNkulunkulu siyafana sonke ngoba sonke singabantwana bakhe. Besicela ukuthi kube khona ukuthula, le nto ingaqhubeki isiya phambili. Uma sibeka uNkulunkulu phambili siyakhola ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngoba uyena ongakwazi usilethela ukuthula, uyena ongangena ey'nhliziyweni zabantu, sisandastendane sithandane njengama Afrika.
Kuza qutshwa njalo inqoqo ezigoqela inhlupho ezenza abakwamanye amazwe babalekele kwele South Africa ukwalela esikhundleni kwabanye omongameli lokungenziwa ekuthuthukiseni izwekazi le-Afrika. Mele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa, nginguBenedict Nhlapo.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kilohertz. Nilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Uhulumende weleBotswana sethethe isinqumo sokwesula isikwelete sezigidi zamapula i-1 million pula esadalwa iZimbabwe ngesikhathi ithenga inkomo ngo-2011. Kubika uMartin Ngwenya.
Ugatsha olubona ngezokulima eBotswana luthi luzakhulumisana le-ofisi yegqwetha elikhulu likahulumende ka-Attorney General ukuthi asungule umsebenzi wokwesula kwesikweleti esadalwa eZimbabwe ngomnyaka ka-2011. IZimbabwe yathenga inkomo ezinkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili lasithupha i-26,000 eBotswana isithi izabhadalwa ngakadlula amalanga amashumi amane lanhlanu i-45. Kodwa sokuyiminyaka emine iZimbabwe ilokhu isephula isithembiso, ngakho umhlangano wekomiti yedale lephalamende yeBotswana u-Public Accounts Committee ukhuthaze ukuthi kwesulwe lesi sikweleti ngoba kumgceke ukuthi iZimbabwe kayela mali njalo kungakhalela ukuthi izayithola kusikhatshana esifitshane esilandelayo. Umgcini hlalo kugatsha okwezokulima eBotswana umzana Boipelo Khumona Thale uthi iParliamente ihlala ibathonisisa ngalesi sikwelede eminyakeni edluleyo, ngakho sesifikile isikhathi sokuthi lolu daba luqedwe ngokwesulayo kwesi sikwelede. Uthi umphathi ntambo wezokulima eZimbabwe utshele iBotswana nyakenye uthi noma nje lelo lizwe lisazi ukuthi lesikwelede kusemqamisweni ukuthi lihlawule. Obona ngezomnotho seHabron umzana Jack Mthembu uthi umcabango omuhle ukuthi kwesulwe lesi sikwelede.
Well, from an economic point of view, one would say isikhathi esiningi uthola ukuthi ungacina usebenzisa imali eningi kakhulu ugijimisana lesikwelede esincane. IBotswana does not need ugijimisana lemali encane kakhulu, njalo futhi they would not want to harm ama relationships leZimbabwe. I mean, sesikhuluma diplomatically. Kodwa on the other hand, really it's embarrassing. Now I'm told an entire country in Zimbabwe, 14, 15 million people, and is failing to pay back 1 million pula.
Uthi iBotswana isithwele nzima ngenhlupho ezilethwa yiZimbabwe kwezokulima, kuyiyo eletha umkhuhlane womlomo lamasondo oyefoot and mouth, njalo isehluleka ukubhadala imithi yokulwisa nalolu mkhuhlane.
Foot and mouth nxa isihlasele iBotswana, they try to export those cattle to Zim, ukuthi labo bekhona ukuthi bebhadale ama-farmers abo a little bit better for compensation. Ngapha iZimbabwe fails to pay. It is so embarrassing. As the you just wish that even though Botswana will consider writing off that debt, I think it's something that Zimbabwe like Mele Shales is kangle pagatu uti. Is this how we want? Now we are failing to pay our salaries, our civil servants. It's an internal thing. Now what these qualities are doing, they're now even being known by our neighbors.
Amanye amalunga edale lephalamende kucommittee ye public accounts kade besala ukuthi isikweleti lesi sesulwe besithi iZimbabwe ingajayela umkhuba omubi. NginguMartin Ngwenya wendaba zeStudio 7 ngisabonga leBotswana.
Ngempela nsonto izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezikhonapha eMelika zizalubhekisa eCalifornia emkhosini oweZim Expo. UPraxis Jeremiah uxoxa lomunye wabaqoqa lombukiso uNkosazana Suku Ncube.
This year siya Ontario, California, duze Los Angeles. So ngwesibili sisiya khona. Senza into ezichiyeneyo.
Kubuya abantu abanjani embuthanweni lo weZim Expo?
Kubuya wonke umuntu nje, wonke umuntu umZimbabweni nje, wonke umuntu ose-America. Usually si-invite labantu abase-Canada. Silabantu abaningi abavelela e-Canada abadlala ibhora.
Kuyabe kusenziwani mpela mpela kulo ongazake vele ahambe embukisweni weZim Expo?
kwenza into ezichiyeneyo, silabantu abalama business achiyeneyo, so bayabuya bezotshengisa ama products abo, bezotshengisa into zabo abazenzayo. Like nge Friday sile fashion show, silama designers amaningi aZimbabwe a talented, so sile red carpet nge Friday ukuthi bebuye bezotshengisa impahla zabo zonke abazithengisayo. Sibe sesibandela lama party okujabula, and then sibe labantu abaphekayo ababethengisa ukudla kwabo okuchiyeneyo nezinto nje ezithengiswa abanye ababevelele eZimbabwe. Silabanye abavele eZimbabwe ababuya lawo betshengisa izinto zabo abazithengisayo. Ukuthi ngeSabatha silama artist abuye directly from eZimbabwe, oCynthia Mare, oXQ, babuya bokhe oShastro, babuya bezoperforma kulokudla futhi okuyabe kuthengiswa ngamaZimbabweni. Then ngeSunday sesiphuma sonke sesisiya eVenice Beach, sithi sikwenze kwaba kwachiyana than iminyaka yonke. Iminyaka yonke sijala ukuba ne-soccer tournament le-barbecue e-parki. But this year sikutshintshile sathi sibe le-volleyball, i-beach volleyball, i-soccer, since kuse-California lapho kule-transportation and into eziningi-ningi nje. Ukujabula nje sonke sibaningi nje njengamaZimbabweni zase-diaspora.
Likhangelele ukuthi iyaphumelela ukwedlula eyanyakenye na?
Sibona so ngoba isikhathi esiningi ukuphumelela kwezim expo isikhathi esiningi kuya ngendawo lapho esiyifaka khona. Ireason ngithi imbone ngani izaphumelela ukuthi iCalifornia ithandwa ngabantu bonke. Ngokwesibili sibuyela khona ngale because it's been the best expo so far. Abantu abaningi iCalifornia bayithanda kakhulu ukuthi nje kuphela kuyadula kuya khona ngale, but hayi bone ngani sibili ngendlela abantu abaresponda ngayo, hayi kuzaba kuhle kakhulu.
Kulomncintiswano nawo waziqamula mayezi.
Oh yeah, kungesabatha. Ngesabatha vele izime expo phela anti yaziwa vele ngayo iziqamula mayezi. Vele yiyo i-main event esiyaziwa ngayo i-Miss Zim Expo. Yenzakala ngeSaturday ntambama lama performers wona lawo. Ngoba iSabatha vele usually yiyo i-main event yethu, i-main day yethu.
Unkosazana Suku Ncube ngomunye wabaqoqa umkhosi weZim Expo oqhutshelwa eCalifornia khonapha eMelika ngempela viki. Live talk lamhlanje sikhangela amazwi kaMongameli Robert Mugabe lamhlanje emkhosini oqoqweli qembu lakhe owe Million Men March. Tumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Ngilifake kancane ezandleni zika Chris Gande esethulele uhlelo liphuma lendaba lishone lendaba.
Elingalithona njani izilukandaba mthwakazi omuhle ondlela zimhlophe olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo. Igama lami ngu Chris Gande, sidibana kuhlelo liphuma lendaba lishona lendaba. Lamhlanje ke sixoxa lo nkosikazi Tendai Priscilla Banda ofuya inkukhu ezithiwa ngama quail birds, zinyoni ke lezo. Okwakuqala ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo Tendai Priscilla Banda.
Ngiyabonga.
Ya, ungasitshela ngokufuya inyoni lezi okuthiwa ngama quail ukuthi uhambisa njani?
Okuqala ama quails ajenge inkukhu afuna indawo yokuthi amele ukuthi ungathi uwagcine indawo ukuthi vele kula freedom. Kafuna futhi ukuthi ungabancitshi amanzi. Amele anathe amanzi, adle, ale ma-problems amalutshwana. Ngiyatsho njalo. Ngathi they are easy ukubreeder than any other bird that I would say.
Okwamanje sikhuluma ufuye ama-quail birds amangaki?
Kathesi mina ngile 270. Ngaqala nge-35. U-35 kwangkhona umele ube le three hens to i-one cook yangkhona. Ungafaka ama-cooks amaningi ayalwisana. Ayalimazana kakhulu ukuthi they end up ayabulalana. So into engcono yokuthi kumele ufake i-3 females ne-1 male, but ikheji yangkhona ngabe le-40 kumbe nge-50 ukwazi ukuthi ama-males mangaki ayahambelana yini nama-females angkhona.
Siyasizwa abaningi besithi amaqanda akhona ayelapha, uwathengisa malini njalo ulawona?
Yeah, ama quails ayenza ayalaya 2 eggs a day. Ukulapha mina ish mana ngikutshela iqiniso ukuthi ukulapha kuyafanana njenge anje akwazi ukuthi ispinach, ispinach bathi iyancedisa ngegas. So mina ngizothi ama quail beds amaqanda angkhona ayancedisa ngama nutrients angkhona aphakathi kuwo ayancedisa. But ukuthi ngithi uyalapha lokhuya mina lapha I don't think ngingatsho njalo.
Uthengisela ngaphi njalo kule mali yini lokho kwenza?
Ye mina ngiyathengisa, ngaqala ngithengisa $5 a crate and then sesireducer kathesa ama price because asegcwele. Umuntu wonke osenzi kwel bend. I-market yangkhona it's not as large as I would want it, but ama restaurants amaningi ayathatha. So mina ngiyathengisela just a few individuals and because angila capacity ukuthi ngingathengisa ama restaurants, but ngawule capacity because abanye bayenza about 5,000 eggs ngani bona lawo ngoba thengisa ema supermarkets and other places, but kule mali because kafia inyoni zangkhona azife masinya zilula ukubreed as I said earlier on and ngiyabona ukuthi since abantu bonke basekwazi ukuthi iquail bed kuyini and amaqanda angkhona bayazi ukuthi vele ayanceda health wise, so abantu abaningi vele basiyadinga
yona inyama yakhona. Ke bayithanda yini abantu njalo uthengisa malini
inyama? Mina ngiyawazi imnandi sibili. It's very good. Mina ngiyathengisa ama adult beds, I mean ama $3 $2 50 depending uthi how big it is uthi ikhule njani inyoni yangkhona. So far I've sold ngathi 50. I've not akula ama complaints abantu bakhona bathi bayathanda inyama yangkhona and bayafuna. Ngilama orders uthi mina ngikwanisa even ukuthi ibambe ama-orders angkhona because abantu abaningi bayakubuza ukuthi inyama yangkhona inga bayafuna.
Ungasitshela ukuthi ufuyela ngapi kwendawo eZimbabwe la?
Mina ngiyafuyela endlini yami, ngilama cages angkhona and then ngifakele ama-cages, but ngizwe abanye bethi kungcono ukuthi uzifake phansi. Mina ngihlala eHarare but ngihamba enye indawo eBlayo bafuya futhi kona ama-quail.
Hhayi, sikufisela inhlanhla esikhathiso esingasavumi. Ungavalelisa abalaleli?
Hhayi, ngiyavalelisa, ngiyabonga sibili ngesikhathi esinike sona.
Hhayi, lathi sibongile, ube lelanga elihle.
Ngiyabonga.
Aloke ngunkosikazi Tendai Priscilla Banda ebesixoxa layo kuhlelo liphuma lendaba litshona lendawo.
Siyabonga Chris ngohlelo liphuma lendaba lishone lendaba. Intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usethulela impumela yemidlalo yeCastlelager Premier Soccer League edlalwe namuhla.
Iqembu leCape United litshayele eChickenini nge-2-1 emdlalweni obusenkundleni eLuveve namhla emini, njalo abahlohlele iqembu leCape United ngabathi uBrian Abbas Amidu kanye loLeonard Tsipa. Iqembu leChickenini lona lihlohlelwe nguEdmond Chirambadare. Limpumela itsho ukuba iqembu leCape United liqansela ahlala kundawo yesibili engalaneni yemiklomelo, lile miklomelo elitshumi lesikhombisa, njalo selitshiywa ngemiklomelo emibili liqembu leFC Platinum okuyilo elihamba phambili kwimidlalo yalo nyaka. Ekhuluma ekupheleni komdlalo, umqeqeshi weqembu leCape United Lloyd Chitembwe utshayele ihlombe abadlali bakhe ngokudlala abakwenzileyo.
We wanted to play and yeah, I thought
awudlala sidlale kuhle nabafana bami, especially sisiyaphambili besiyingozi kakhulu, even dasemuva sivale kuhle kakhulu. Hhayi, sidlale according to ama-plans ethu njengeteam.
Kweminye imidlalo ebikhona namhla iqembu le-Triangle inqobele Mutare City Rovers nge-3-1 emdlalweni obusenkundleni yeGibo. Iqembu le-ZPC Kariba linqobele Wange nge-1 kanye emdlalweni obusenkundleni eNyamunga. Kuthi iqembu le-Port Strikers linqobele Cholojo nge-1 kanye enkundleni yeMaclass. Ngokwakuqala ukuba iqembu le-Port Strikers lithole imiklomelo selokhu liqale ukudlala kusigaba se-PSL. Emdlalweni obusenkundleni eBarber Fields iqembu leBulawayo City linqobele Ngezi Platinum nge-1 kanye. Ohlohlele iqembu le-City ngu-Edi Nkulungo. Imidlalo yesigaba se-PSL iqhubekela phambili kusasa lapho iqembu le-Hawkmine lizanqikelana khona le-FC Platinum enkundleni eLuveve. Ngolwesihlanu iqembu le-Harare City lizemukela eChapungu enkundleni eRuvaro. Kuthi ngomgqibelo iqembu le-Dynamos lizanqikelana le-Highlanders enkundleni eNational Sports. Ngimele Studio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Singake hlukani sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Umongameli Robert Mugabe utshela abasekeli bebandla lakhe embuthaneni we-1 million men march ukubana kayindawo kasoze asuke embusweni. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kule South Africa zinanze ilanga le-Africa Day. Njalo kuzaqhutshwa uhlelo lweZim Expo ngempela viki eCalifornia ngapha eMelika. Kwanelo kwalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguntungamili Nkomo lilale.